Happy holidays! It's FalconCast, your official podcast of the Atlanta Falcons. The holiday version, as you see, we've holidayed out the set here, and you guys look very nice.
Don't kid yourself, there's a lot of ugly on this set right now.
Like, thank my mom, the second grade teacher, for this lovely, lovely sweater that I'm rocking right now. And, it's we do, on behalf of all of us, want to wish everyone out there a happy holidays. Hope you have a great time with you and yours, and healthy, safe, happy.
Absolutely.
Hope you get what you want, right, Reed?
That's right. Okay? That's right. And I know we're going to talk about gifts here shortly, but always a great time of the year.
It really is. And it's even better when you get into week 17 of the season and you got one more present to open. And that could be a playoff bid when you beat one of your division rivals, the Carolina Panthers. Does it get any better than that, Jay?
No, it absolutely doesn't. I mean, we were there in New Orleans and on the sideline during the waning moments of that game, and it was something else. I mean, you and I, we've only experienced two wins in that place. So, that being the second one. And it was just amazing to watch, how the Saints fans just started to leave it got quiet.
I'm going to tell you what, I felt like when I got through the locker room on the bus and we're getting on the plane, I felt like I was walking on air. Because I still tell you, you can't, like you said, those wins down there don't come very often. And sweeping them in a season doesn't come very often.
Last time was 2005.
Yeah, savor that moment. It's fun. It was a lot of fun. Reed, what did you kind of see? I know you were watching it back home, holding the fort down here. It had to be pretty fun.
First of all, I was very happy for you guys. I actually tweeted Jay and emailed Jay about the big win.
Well, yeah, because that's what you do. You kiss up to Jay.
Boss, comma, capital letters.
Listen, work could not start. Monday morning couldn't get here fast enough. Once 4 o'clock came on Sunday, watching OC kill the clock with the return, it was unbelievable. And like you said, everything just continued to spiral in our favor. The momentum continues to swing, and I'm looking forward to carry through on Sunday.
Isn't it funny, that play in particular, that sums that rivalry up? Because normally everyone's like, go down, go down, go down. The game's over. Like, go score, man.
With the wave.
I love that. Yeah. The wave and everything.
Priceless.
I
mean,
It really, Jay and I were talking to Dave Archer, the radio voice of the Falcons, and he did, I think, the word blood rivalry. Mm. He said this is one of the five blood rivalries going in the game, and it truly is. It's a fun rivalry, and you'll see Bosek put up the photos, a couple of the photos we put up, and and I truly expect next year for the Saints to do something in our place, but we had a little fun. We were just kind of taking pictures of the Superdome, if you really want to be honest. We just happened to capture it at the right time, and then it kind of went viral. Show the other one that Jay had out there.
Now this had some forethought to it, but
yeah, this was planned. Look at that, Cash Money Bryant,
Money Matt Bryant, and what was funny is when shout out to our design intern Cameron, who handled the graphic. I simply gave him an idea and he ran all the way to Cash Money Records with that one. But we didn't even make the connection that Cash Money was a New Orleans product until after somebody had mentioned it when we had already published it. So it wasn't meant to troll Saints fans, but it I guess it kind of did.
Well, like we said, we don't get it often, so we lived it up, but now it's time to move on. And by the way, I do want to mention when we get to break with Bosek, he wants you to tweet at him, hashtag FalconCast, who has the best sweater. And you'll see his in a minute when we get to him. And he's you tell us who he won, and we'll see who won the best sweater, and we'll randomly select someone for
what's
a prize.
His Twitter account? I don't know what his Twitter account is.
Bosek, what's your Twitter account?
It's just simply Brian Bosek. BrianBosek.
And there you have it. And use the hashtag FalconCast so he can find that too.
There you go.
Can tweet us too. I don't mind. I love getting the mention. So
I'd like to mention, let's address the elephant in the room. I'm wearing a medium.
You're wearing it fine. You're wearing it fine.
Testament to hard work.
That's right. That's great. All right. So let's actually move on because the 24-hour rule is in effect. as we say. And look, as fun as last week was, as great as that was, it means, it really means nothing if you can't. It's almost like that 1980 Miracle on Ice. You know, you beat the Russians, but that was just to get to the gold medal game. If you follow the old history of that game, that was just to get to go play Sweden. Then you had to go beat Sweden to get the gold. So now you got to go beat the Panthers. There's another tough team playing very well, a lot of momentum, running the ball especially well. Reed, this is not an easy test. You're not in the playoffs yet.
No, and Coach Smith mentioned it on Monday, just talking about Cam Newton. Look what he did coming after the unfortunate car accident, responded well with the win over the Browns. So that, on top of everything with the win, builds momentum coming in here. We did handle our business when we went to Carolina, and so we're going to have the same type of effort, including the defensive effort we had against New Orleans, to win this game.
And Jay, when we were there in Carolina, the Falcons dominated that game for about a little over two quarters into the third quarter. Started getting chippy. I think that woke the Panthers up, and they started playing really well and doing a lot of things against the Falcons at will. So this is, you know, you got to make sure you don't let them carry that into the Georgia Dome on Sunday.
They did, and I think the very first thing you got to worry about is coming down off of that win. I know everybody in our organization is very excited about what happened on Sunday, but as you explained, there's it means nothing right now because you've got to go and you've got to beat the Panthers at home. You got to come down off of that. And honestly, there's no one better in the business who is able to manage that than Mike Smith. He's able to get these guys back down. Don't get too high. Don't get too low. That's what he's always preached since he's been here. I expect them to come in and be ready, be grounded, not be still floating on air after that that game. But you got to carry that through. Even if you get up, two scores, you get up three scores, anything could get these guys back into the game. And we see what happens when things get a little bit desperate and you can't get pulled into that and get some unneeded penalties. So certainly a lot of things to keep an eye on. I expect a high-energy, chippy game. Mm-hmm. You know, there's no love lost between these two teams either. So it's going to be a good one.
Throw Matt Ryan as a guy that can bring you back down and get you focused.
Absolutely.
Well. He's a true leader, as we saw on Sunday. Before we get to break with Bosak, I want to, you know, a few guys really caught our eye on Sunday. Can we give some credit to the defense? I mean, they. I was talking to one of our football systems guys, and he was telling me in the last, I think, four or five games, the Falcons are seventh against the run. They really shored that up, that problem. And, you know, guys like Warlow, Lowry, and, you know, Babineau.
Soliah, Hagman
were just flying to the ball. And you like to see that. It's almost like these guys are growing up, Reed.
Yeah, and it's all about timing. I mean, Coach Smith said the same thing. No one cares what the record is, what your win-loss record is coming in the division, outside the division, once you make the tournament. And these guys, the timing's perfect. When we needed it, like Jay said, when we needed it most – on the road in New Orleans, why can't they come back, translate, and we expect them to on Sunday?
And sorry, Jay, I was going to say, along that line, let's not forget the offensive line. When you go to New Orleans, in my mind, the loudest place you're going to play all year, having to use silent counts, quick counts, and Matt Ryan did not get on the ground.
No, and in fact, the offensive line has allowed one sack over the last two games. So, and they didn't allow a sack against New Orleans. And that was without John Asamoah, who is coming back from a back injury. So Gabe Kareemi stepped in, did a fantastic job at that right guard spot, and you know, Matt was able to stay clean in that game. I imagine that two was a little less sore than he's been in previous games on Monday morning. But you know, this game, you're facing a tough Carolina Panthers defense that is known to bring pressure. So they've got their work cut out for them this week.
And just a point on moving forward, like, I found it obvious, Coach Smith, in the post-game locker room speech, he says, all right, let's enjoy this for a few minutes, not a few hours. Let's enjoy this in the plane ride. We'll touch down in Atlanta, and then it's on for Carolina.
You know, what's funny is you say that at his press conference, his Monday press conference, Mike Smith says, so I've already watched their tape. They did a really good job against the Cleveland Browns last week. And he's already watched the Carolina Panthers film and starting to break them down. The guy is – he lives, you know, by that mentality. You can enjoy it, but we got more business to do.
Yeah, and you know, there's another huge part of this that we haven't talked about, and that's the fans and those of you who are coming to the Georgia Dome on Sunday. I mean, the expectations are very high for you as well. I expect that place to just be absolutely like unlike anything we've seen.
425 game.
425 kickoff. We got cross flex.
Get a little of that loud juice in you, if I say. You know what I like to say?
Please do not try to cross flex at home. I think that's the warning message here. I know you pulled something a little earlier when you tried to cross flex. Don't try cross flexing at home, all right, Reed?
We'll do my best. Right. We'll do my best.
Yeah, and to echo Jay, this place needs to be juiced up. Oh,
yeah.
Get a little loud juice in you.
That's right.
Come in there and be ready to roar. Because it's going to be loud on third down and be quiet when the Falcons are on offense. Speaking of loud and proud, let's go to the break with Bosek. What do we got, Brian?
Loud and proud.
By the way, great sweatshirt.
Thank you.
Rudolph. You look like you're going classic. To like your second grade holiday party.
That's what I'm going for, man. all right, first question with Break with Bosek. What's your most memorable, best/worst gift you've ever given or received?
Go for it, Reed. I know you already had this mapped out. You sentimental one on this. On the desk here.
Hey, easy for me. Like easy. 7-foot Jordan jammer when I was about 10 years old. I opened that bad boy. My dad, my brother, and I put it up. Fortunately, I had a big bedroom, so we had a full court. Turned it into Chicago Stadium. I was Michael in the Bulls. My dad was Bill Laimbeer in the Pistons. Went to the beat of Pump Up the Jam on my record player. It was jamming.
Did you have the Michael Jordan wings poster?
Yeah.
You had to, right?
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have to do a best poster.
That was your best one? What's your worst one?
The worst is probably getting one in. I never really received a bad gift outside of like the White Elephant, you know, gifts exchanges.
You never got like socks?
I got like, no, I got like My Little Pony or something like that in a White Elephant gift. That was...
Socks are the worst gift you could get, I think. Socks and underwear. You need them, but I mean, like, you don't need them.
Those on your own. Yeah. What you got, Jay?
Let's see. Best... you know, my parents are amazing gift givers. Christmas was always a magical, wonderful time for me. So I wanted for nothing when I was a kid, and they were always hooking me up with the best. So you know, I'd have to say the getting the PlayStation.
Oof.
Yeah. You know, graduating from the Super Nintendo onto the PlayStation was a big day for me. So. I would have to go with that. Worst, I don't know, probably something somebody knitted me. Don't knit me anything. I'm not going to wear anything knit.
I got it in seventh grade. I got a starter jacket. That was sweet.
Falcons?
Nice.
No, I was like North Carolina Tar Heels. I was a big Tar Heel fan in seventh grade and wore that. It was cool. Looked pretty cool going back to class, you know, after holiday break with the starter jacket on. And worst, I don't know. Yeah, probably just, you know, socks or a tie, you know. You'll buy that on your own, right?
Right.
What else you got, Brian? Well, how about you? I know you probably here we go. And what gym spirits where I give you like a
best gift probably growing up that I still use to this day is Nintendo 64. probably my best.
Little
gift.
Mario Kart?
All the time.
Were you even born when like Nintendo like Indeed. Original no. Nintendo was still a thing?
I play it.
No, I'm sure you did, but like that was a pretty big.
I'm sure.
That was I got that year. Back in the day.
That was big.
Yeah. No, N64 worst gift. Back home, we have a Christmas party, and we always do like a white elephant, not white elephant, but just Christmas exchange presents. And there's always a gag gift every year. We keep bringing it back. It's called the Gentleman's Valet, and it's a car like organizer. And if you get that, you do not want it. You get three trades. You can trade it around. So get to that is the.
That's a bad one.
Compared to like some nice gifts, like I remember one year we had Dark Knight going around. Everyone really wanted that one. No one wanted the Gentleman's Valet.
The Gentleman's Valet.
No one wanted that one.
That could be a lot of different things.
What's your next break?
All right, what's your must-see holiday film this time of year?
That's a good question. It's definitely National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. That's the go-to. Whenever that comes on, my whole family has to watch that. It's the best. But now that I have a 2-year-old, I've watched a lot lately. I watched Polar Express, Santa Claus 1, 2, and 3 with Tim Allen. I've actually watched this season so far. Not bad. You know, whatever keeps a 2-year-old, you know, the babysit server for a couple hours, you know?
Yeah.
What about you guys?
Well, I mean, you're the family man. I'm the bachelor here. So I'm going to go with Bad Santa.
Yeah.
Bad Santa is one of my all-time favorite movies. I'm not even putting it in the holiday category. Fantastic movie. Right up my alley when it comes to comedy. And Billy Bob Thornton was amazing in that movie.
Yeah, he was.
John Ritter, Bernie Mac, two legends there. Great movie.
I don't think he's comparable to Macaulay Culkin. Kevin McAllister, Home Alone, without a doubt, best holiday movie ever.
You need to... Brian showed me... the YouTube video of how many ways
priceless
the Wet Bandits would have died in that how many times they actually would have died is one of the funniest videos I've seen. Astounded. In a while.
It's like a total of 19 times.
The injuries they would have sustained is just
all right. Well, Brian, very good break with Bosak. Now we got to get to picks. And hey, I think I got a streak going on here. I think. Let's see, Reed, you had Roddy White. 55 yards. Jay had Harry Douglas, 47 yards. The winner, Desmond Trufant, 5 tackles and a huge interception. By the way, do you like my 4 graphic here? Who I've now caught Reed. And so now what I need is a little playoff run here to go catch Jay. So there we go. I will go first. And you know what? I'm actually going to defer. It's the holiday season. I'm gonna gift you the first pick, Reed.
I'm going FSU's rookie running back with the Falcons, Devontae Freeman.
How about you, Jack?
I'm going with Paul Warlow, middle linebacker. Just with how much Carolina wants to run the ball, I think he's going to be vital.
I'll go Devin Hester.
Hester. I like it.
I have a big return on there, right?
That's right.
All right. So, hey, we still got a chip and a chair, right?
We do.
Chip in the chair.
Chip in a chair.
I think Jim Spiritwear might be working on a little chip in the chair shirt that we may give away.
Possibly.
Be pretty cool, right?
That's right.
Who wouldn't want one of those?
Oh, that's going to be a hot item.
That's going to be.
Because I've already told him my design on one. It's going to be good.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be good. Stocking stuffer, right? Well, hey, happy holidays to everyone, and especially our staff, Austin, Brian Bosak, and Nicole, who's already home.
Sweaterless Austin.
Yeah. Yeah, the guy on the couch was too cool for school to put anything on. But we do we thank all our fans of FalconCast. We really do appreciate you. And like we said, let's have a happy, safe, healthy holidays. And then go to the Dome. Be loud. Get insane. And let's see you next week on a playoff edition of FalconCast. What do you say?
Let's do it.
Happy holidays, everyone. We'll see you next week on FalconCast.
Thanks for watching.